The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program, adapted from the original 12 Steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to members read from the Addiction Recovery Program Guide for Step 6, Change of Heart.
Welcome to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Addiction Recovery Meeting. I am Elder Ennis, and I am serving as the missionary group leader this evening. We don't have anybody new here for the first time. We do have a couple individuals that are missing in action. Even so, we would like to go around the room. We'll start here at my left with Robert and just briefly introduce ourselves.
My name is Robert, and I'm an addict alcoholic.
Hi, Robert.
Hi, Robert.
My name's Scott, and I'm a recovering addict and alcoholic.
Hey, Scott.
My name's Cammie, and I'm a recovering addict.
Hi, Cammie.
I'm Lindsay. I'm an addict alcoholic.
Hi, Lindsay.
I'm Karen. I'm a recovering drug addict.
Hi, Karen.
I'm Rich. I'm a child of God.
Hi, Rich.
I'm Abra. I'm a recovering addict.
Hi, Abra.
Hi, I'm Scott, and I'm a recovering pornography addict.
Scott.
I'm Steve. I suffer from opiate dependency.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Steve. Hi.
Thank you. Would somebody please volunteer for the opening prayer?
Our dear, kind, and gracious Heavenly Father, we are so grateful to be here today and to be able to partake of the spirit of this meeting. We're thankful for Thy hand in all of our ways and all the many blessings that come from working the steps. We pray that we might be able to have Thy Spirit to be with us today, that our tongues may be loosed and our understanding expanded, that we might be able to say and hear those things that Thou would have us to hear. We pray that we can think back on this Spirit after the conclusion of this meeting, that we might be able to gain strength and insights from, and these things we pray and ask in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. As with all of our meetings, we open with the mission statement, and that is, "The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Addiction Recovery Meetings assist those who desire to recover from addiction. We also welcome family and friends whose lives may be affected by the addiction of another. We are a group of brothers and sisters who share our experience, faith, and hope as we study and apply the principles of the gospel as they correlate with the 12 steps of recovery. Our meetings provide a safe place for honest sharing because we adhere to the principles of confidentiality and anonymity, and we use appropriate language and behavior to invite the Spirit to be with us. As we practice these 12 steps in our lives, we receive power through the atonement of Jesus Christ to overcome addiction and receive the full blessings of the gospel. Family and friends who practice these same 12 steps will also find hope and healing for themselves. We will now go around the room and read each of the 12 steps found on page Roman numeral number 4 within your manual. We invite each person who is willing to read one step. It is perfectly acceptable to pass if you prefer to listen only. We'll start here at my left.
Step 1. Admit that you, of yourself, are powerless to overcome your addictions and that your life has become unmanageable.
Step 2. Come to believe that the power of God can restore you to complete spiritual health.
Step 3. Decide to turn your will and your life over to the care of God, the Eternal Father, and His Son, Jesus Christ.
Step 4. Make a searching and fearless written moral inventory of yourself.
Step 5. Admit to yourself, to your Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, to proper priesthood authority, and to another person the exact nature of your wrongs.
Step 6. Become entirely ready to have God remove all your character weaknesses.
Step 7. Humbly ask Heavenly Father to remove your shortcomings.
Step 8. Make a written list of all persons you have harmed and become willing to make restitution to them.
Step 9. Wherever possible, make direct restitution to all persons you have harmed.
Step 10. Continue to take personal inventory, and when you are wrong, promptly admit it.
Step 11. Seek through prayer and meditation to know the Lord's will and to have the power to carry it out.
Step 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as a result of the atonement of Jesus Christ, share this message with others and practice these principles in all you do.
Thank you. Each week we focus on a different step. This week we will read step 6, starting on page 35, from A Guide to Addiction Recovering and Healing. We'll go around the room, and each person who is willing may read one or two paragraphs. You may pass if you prefer to listen. We have an extra copy of the guide for you to use in this meeting in case you do not have one. During the reading, listen for thoughts and feelings and experiences you have in common with those who have taken these steps. Let's continue where we left off.
Step 6. Change of heart. Key principle. Become entirely ready to have God remove all your character weaknesses. After the rigorous emotional and spiritual cleansing of steps 4 and 5, most of us were amazed at the transformation in ourselves. We prayed more intently, pondered the scriptures more regularly, and kept a journal more consistently. We prepared to make and keep sacred covenants by attending sacrament meeting. As we took step 5, many of us met with our bishops and sought help in repentance. Most of us found our addictions tempted less intensely and less often. Some of us were already free from our addictions. With such mighty changes in our behavior and our lives, some of us wondered why we needed more steps.
As time passed, though, we noticed that abstinence seemed to make our character weaknesses more visible, especially to ourselves. We tried to control our negative thoughts and feelings, but they continued to reappear, haunting us and threatening our new lives of abstinence and church activity. Those who understood the spiritual implications of recovery urged us to recognize that while all the outward changes in our lives were wonderful, the Lord wanted to bless us even more. Our friends helped us see that if we wanted not only to avoid our addictions, but actually lose the desire to return to them, we had to experience a change of heart. This change of heart or desire is the purpose of step 6.
How, you may cry, how can I even begin to accomplish such a change? Don't be discouraged by these feelings. Step 6, like the steps before it, may feel like an overwhelming challenge. As painful as it may be, you may have to admit, as we did, that recognizing and confessing your character weaknesses in steps 4 and 5 did not necessarily mean you were ready to give them up. You may realize that you still cling to old ways of reacting to and coping with stresses in life, maybe even more so now that you have let go of your addictions.
Probably the most humbling thing to acknowledge is that you still harbor a prideful desire to change without the help of God. Step 6 means surrendering to God all remnants of pride and self-will. Like steps 1 and 2, step 6 requires you to humble yourself and admit your need for the redeeming and transforming power of Christ. After all, His atoning sacrifice has enabled you to accomplish each step to this point. Step 6 is no exception.
As you come unto Jesus Christ, seeking help with this step, you will not be disappointed. If you trust Him and have patience with the process, you will see your pride gradually replaced by humility. He will wait patiently for you to weary of your own unaided effort to change. As soon as you turn to him, you will witness once again his love and power in your behalf. Your resistance to letting go of old patterns of behavior will be replaced by an open mind, as the Spirit gently suggests a better way of living. Your fear of change will diminish as you realize the Lord understands the pain and hard work it requires.
As the process of coming unto Christ takes hold in your heart, you will find the false beliefs that fuel negative thoughts and feelings gradually replaced by truth. You will grow in strength as you continue to study the Word of God and ponder its personal application. Through the testimony of others, the Lord will help you learn the truth that you are not beyond His power to heal. The desire to blame others for the condition of your character or to rationalize your way out of a change of heart will be replaced by a desire to be accountable to Him and submissive to His will. Through the prophet Ezekiel, the Lord declared, "A new heart will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh."
The Lord wants to bless you with a change of disposition that will unite you with Him in mind and heart, just as He is united with the Father. He wants to give you rest from your isolation from God the Father, the isolation that caused the fears which contributed to your addiction. He wants to make the atonement effective in your life here and now. As you yield to the promptings of the Spirit and look to the Savior for salvation, not only from addiction, but from character weaknesses, you can be assured that a new disposition or character will grow out of your willing heart. A growing desire to be sanctified by God will make you ready for a change in your very nature. One of the best descriptions of this process can be found in these words of President Ezra Taft Benson. "The Lord works from the inside out. The world works from the outside in. The world would take people out of the slums. Christ takes the slums out of the people, and then they take themselves out of the slums. The world would mold men by changing their environment. Christ changes men, who then change their environment. The world would shape human behavior, but Christ can change human nature. May we be convinced that Jesus is the Christ, choose to follow Him, be changed for Him, captained by Him, consumed in Him, and born again."
Thank you. These 12 steps are a program of action. As we read the section called Action Steps, we learn about recovery and gospel actions we can take to come unto Christ and receive power to live in recovery from addiction. Let's continue the reading.
"Be willing to allow the Savior to convert your heart. Participate in the fellowship of Christ by attending Sunday school, Relief Society, or priesthood meeting. When we were baptized, few of us understood the lifelong process of true conversion. However, President Marion G. Romney of the First Presidency explained it plainly. In one who is really wholly converted, desire for things contrary to the gospel of Jesus Christ has actually died. And substituted, therefore, is a love of God with a fixed and controlling determination to keep His commandments."
As you experience the miracle of ongoing recovery, first from destructive, addictive behaviors, and then from character weaknesses, you will experience true conversion. You will begin to awaken, to come to yourself just as the prodigal son came to himself. You will begin to realize that to return to Heavenly Father's kingdom, you must not only awake, but arise and allow Jesus Christ to be your Redeemer.
As you yield your heart to God and grow stronger in humility, your resolve not to repeat past behaviors will become firmer and firmer. Delivered from the bondage of the past, you will feel more and more comfortable among brothers and sisters in the church. You will find yourself desiring to return and be gathered as a child of God and numbered in full fellowship among the sheep of His fold.
Be willing to be changed so imperfections may be removed through the power of God. Whether your addiction has been to alcohol, drugs, gambling, pornography, self-destructive eating patterns, compulsive spending, or another behavior or substance that represents your need to run and hide from stress or challenges in your life, you can come to realize that it all began in your mind and heart. Healing also begins in your mind and heart. As you become willing to be changed by coming unto Jesus Christ, you will learn of His power to heal.
By taking step 6, you increase your commitment to abstain from past addictions through a deepening relationship with the Savior, Jesus Christ, and with the Father who sent him. You decide to become sober-minded like the young prophet Mormon. See Mormon 1:15. You continue to accept that God must truly become everything to you in order to save you from weaknesses of thought, word, and action.
To understand more about this step of the Addiction Recovery Program, you may also want to listen to the corresponding sharing portion of the meeting.